From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. When you think of mortgage fraud, you probably don't think of street gangs. But the housing boom has turned mortgage fraud into a big business, so big that some of the nation's largest gangs are getting into the act. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
It's hard to get precise numbers on just how big mortgage fraud has become. The FBI recorded over $1 billion, that's billion with a B, in mortgage fraud losses in fiscal 2005. But even that number is thought to be understated, according to Corey Carlisle, who's the Senior Director of Government Affairs at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Our lenders tell us that that is very much on the low end. I've seen figures as high as $4 billion. And again, that's just what it cost the industry in 2006.
And while street gangs only account for a portion of that, law enforcement officials say they are increasingly moving from drugs and guns to white-collar crimes like mortgage fraud.
There might have been $70 million in a Black Disciple case of mortgage fraud.
Jim Wagner is the president of the Chicago Crime Commission and used to work white-collar crime cases for the FBI. Mortgage fraud has been a huge industry in Cook County around Chicago.
We had another information that came from the FBI about the Vice Lords, perhaps generating $80 million in fraudulent mortgage activity. So it's a significant problem, at least in the greater Chicago metropolitan area, and I would suspect that it's probably occurring in other major cities as well.
Law enforcement officials say gun laws and sentencing guidelines have a perverse role in this shift. When street gangs moved from state prisons into federal institutions on gun charges, they got an unexpected new criminal education. Again, Jim Wagner.
They are then able to talk and meet with a different class of criminal, if you will, some of them who have previously participated in types of financial fraud themselves.
They learned from white-collar prison buddies that they could make more money and do less jail time if they focused on fraud instead of guns and drugs. And that small epiphany, coupled with a red-hot housing market and cheap money, created the perfect storm, perfect conditions for mortgage fraud. Joe Ways is another former FBI fraud expert. He says the scams start by getting a mortgage on a property a gang already owns.
They buy a property, get a mortgage on it, get a inflated appraisal for it, resell it a couple times over, and then when they think they have run the course of that particular scheme on that particular property, they just walk away from it and walk away from the mortgage.
And the scheme affects more than just lenders. Innocent buyers are hit too. Because of the crooked appraisals, when there are comps or comparable assessments made on other houses in the neighborhood, the prices are inflated. That means innocent buyers end up overpaying for their houses and end up saddled with an overvalued, hard-to-sell property. The Mortgage Bankers Association's Carlisle says the simpler schemes are getting more complicated and harder to track.
There doesn't seem to be any limitation to the ingenuity of fraudsters out there and criminals. I'm hearing cases about appraisers' identities being taken. A very qualified appraiser may not even know that they're approving appraisals being made in their name.
The Chicago Crime Commission's Wagner says fighting these schemes won't be easy. The gangs are covering all the angles.
They created some of their own companies. In addition to that, they have become very, very adept at creating fake paperwork and identifications. And so they're able to create pay stubs or W-2s or fictitious employers.
In other words, all the paperwork you need to get a loan. And it is here where you might find the only bright spot in the recent credit squeeze that has made loans so hard to get. Wagner says street gangs trying to push their mortgage fraud schemes are having trouble getting those loans too. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.